From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis continues his visit to Cuba. Pope Francis will make stops in the cities of Holguín and Santiago today and Tuesday with plans to hold Mass and meet with Catholic clergy before departing for the United States. On Sunday, Pope Francis celebrated Mass in Havana, warning Cubans of the dangers of ideology. He preached before tens of thousands of worshipers who packed Havana's historic Revolutionary Square. Pope Francis paid a visit later to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana and later met Fidel's brother and current Cuban president Raul Castro. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says most Iranians back the nuclear deal with six world powers, including the United States, even if some hardliners denounce it. In an interview with CBS Television 60 Minutes, it aired Sunday night, President Rouhani called the deal a very difficult agreement, but the right agreement and the first step towards decreasing distrust between Iran and the United States. Under the deal, Iran will scale back its uranium enrichment to keep it from building a nuclear bomb and agrees to vigorous inspections of its nuclear facilities. In exchange, the U.S. and its allies will ease sanctions that have wrecked the Iranian economy. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday that ends the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transitional civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Presidential and parliamentary elections set for October 11th would be held sometime before November 22nd. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually in 2017 as Europe grapples with its largest influx of migrants since the end of World War II.
Last year, I think we were at 70,000. We are now going to go up to 85,000 with at least, and I underscore the at least, it is not a ceiling, it's a floor of 10,000 over the next year. From Syria specifically, even as we also receive more refugees from other areas.
Speaking Sunday in Berlin, Secretary Kerry called the U.S. decision a step in keeping with America's best tradition as a land of second chances and a beacon of hope. Military sources in Cameroon say two young suicide bombers Sunday killed at least three other people in Mora in what appeared to be the latest cross-border attack by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militant group. Mora lies just a few kilometers from Boko Haram's strongholds in northeastern Nigeria. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details on the talks or why the hostages were kidnapped in the first place are unclear. Leftist Greek Prime Minister-elect Alexis Tsipras claimed victory Sunday in national elections, saying he will quickly form a coalition government to implement austerity measures demanded by European creditors in exchange for billions of dollars in bailout aid. Voters rejected a bid by conservatives to take control of the government in Athens. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson said Sunday Muslims are unfit to be president of the United States, arguing that the principles of Islam are inconsistent with American values. During an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press program, Carson, a devout Christian, said a president's faith should matter to voters, and he described the Islamic faith as inconsistent with the Constitution, although he did not specify in which way Islam ran counter to constitutional principles. Tanzania's main opposition party says it will file a lawsuit today against the country's ruling party and its presidential candidate, John Magufuli, accusing them of stealing their party's symbols, logo, and manifesto in violation of copyright laws. Political parties in Tanzania are required to register those items and to get them approved by the National Electoral Commission ahead of elections. An opposition leader told the Voice of America, "It appears the ruling party is trying to confuse prospective voters." I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.